From the Mac Center in Kent, Ohio, I'm Campbell Rico on the Black Squirrel Radio Sports Network.
Troy Simons gives to Roberts. Roberts, Simons, and Williams. Usually big scorers for Kent State. Haven't really got going yet. Simons in the corner, back up top to Roberts. We've got 10 on the shot clock. Simons to Whittington. One-on-one with Teague. Connie Akery looks to help. Hedges down. Kick back out to Williams. Williams drives on Coleman. Gives to the corner three. Mitch Peterson. Up, misses. Rebound, Luke Bumbala. Mitch Peterson to two pretty good looks now from three. Miss both. Coleman now takes it across half court with a minute 18 for Ball State. Bumbala now back to Coleman. Coleman sets the offense. High screen from Teague. Coleman probing right on Whittington. Looks like an offensive foul for the hook on Coleman. Tried to wrap around on Whittington as he was driving by. Welcome back into the Mac Center. I'm Campbell Rico, joined alongside by Alex Wilcox. What a game we've had. A lot of pace, a lot of energy here on a kind of dreary Tuesday night in Kent, Ohio. Kent State leading 27-23 over Ball State. 3:15 to go here in the first half. Who will get this last look? Thompson probing over to Teague. Teague deserves it. Top of key three. Oh, oh, good!
His feet did not leave the hardwood, but he buried it.
Tajay Teague, the man in the first half, started off slow and then scored his last 7 points in about the last 3 minutes. And you're right, that three-pointer looked like he's shooting a free throw.
Nylon, his feet did not leave the surface. He looked like... I don't know what.
I'll tell
I don't
you
know,
what.
Man. What a shift in momentum.
We were questioning Teague earlier in the game, saying, where is he? Leading scorer, 15 points a game. Well, look at the halftime stats, 7-7-4. He's been all over the place. Willie Jackson now. He's had the hot hand for Toledo. Finds Kanapke. Kanapke with his first shot of the second half, a three, and it's good. Gives to Anthony Roberts, who hit the jumper earlier. Over to Williams in the wing. Looks down low to Whittington. Whittington, of course, coming off the game-winning tip-in over Akron. He backs down in the paint, gets fouled on the floor. That was number 14, Kyle Maulers, the forward, senior forward, 6'7", 220, his first on the floor. Teague backs down. Pippen doesn't want to get a second. Doesn't matter. Teague misses long in the layup. Rebounded by Antonio Williams. We got players falling all over the place.
Carnage.
Antonio gives over to Troy Simons, who's back down low to Whittington. Whittington, great foot in the paint, up and over Teague again.
You've got to love the effort, the defensive effort of the big man there on that last possession for Kent State, and Whittington's rewarded with the bunny.
You're absolutely right. Whittington dove on the floor, gets the layup on the other end. Elamine now, top of the key three, misses long, rebound Whittington.